Come in. Hello, nice to meet you. Yes, please sit down. Now, I've been looking over your CV and I have to say, I'm very, very impressed. Top of your class at typing school, several administrative achievements, high praise from all of your other bosses, all fine women of note themselves. I see there was one of my competitors on here. Yes, I don't like that woman very much, but I do think her opinion is very valid, and she had nothing but nice things to say about you. So, let's get into my questions. Now, why do you want this job? Are you trying to get a little extra money for your household, top up your wife's income? Want to buy some nice things for the kids, or some spending money for yourself? Oh, we've got a career boy, have we? Well, that's always nice to hear. I really encourage young men to get out there and have their own careers. I always find intelligent men are the best company. Now tell me about your hobbies. What do you like to do in your spare time? Oh, gymnastics. You must be very fit. Stand up, let me have a look at you. Yes, I like what I see. And you certainly know how to dress. Yes, you are very professional. Turn around. Oh, sorry. Could you pick that up for me? Thank you. All right, sit down. Now let's have another look at this CV, shall we? Oh, so you've never actually been a secretary before, or personal assistant, if you prefer. Oh, no, don't worry about that. I do know that first-timers can make excellent assistants. And I am definitely willing to put in the time and effort for the right candidate. Yes, your experience does cover a lot of different secretarial duties. Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. And I have to say, I do like to have an attractive man decorating my office. You're welcome. Do you have a girlfriend? No, I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Oh, really? Well, I suppose with an accomplished young man such as yourself, needs a very strong and accomplished woman. Now, let me get into what I expect from my assistants. You will arrive before me at 6 a.m. every day and prepare the office. I expect my coffee to be on my desk, piping hot, and the newspaper. I have breakfast at home on Mondays and Tuesdays, but Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I will expect breakfast to be on my desk as well. With me so far? You will keep my appointment book. You will make my excuses if there's somewhere I don't want to be. You will answer my phones and screen my calls. You will type up my papers. And you will organize many other aspects of my life. I want you to get to know me very, very well. The best assistants always know their bosses and can anticipate their needs. Does this sound like the kind of job you would be interested in? Very good. Okay. Very good. So, let's get on to the final bit of the interview. I'm a patient woman, and I am also willing to take new starters and, like I said, put in the effort to get a great candidate. However, I do not tolerate fools. Any mistakes will be punished. You understand? What kind of punishments? Well, oh, no, it certainly won't affect your salary or anything. Absolutely not. But I am a fan of more old-school forms of punishment. Would you like a demonstration? Okay, if you insist. Stand up. Come round my desk and stand in front of me. Very nice. Do you mind if I touch you? Oh? Did you say something? That's okay. This office is soundproofed. You can be as loud as you like. Right. Now, drop your trousers and bend over my desk in front of me. That's very nice underwear. Who gave it to you? You bought it yourself? Well, I hope the shop boy was very helpful in choosing it for you. Are you blushing? No need to blush. Right, just let me feel you. Feel this perfect little ass. That's good. Now, if you are, for example, late, I would give you a hit for every minute you were late. You were, of course, very early for your interview, so this is not punishment, this is just a demonstration. So, how many minutes early were you? 15. So, let's start with 15 smacks, and I will be gentle with you, because... Oh. Have you been spanked before? Really? Who did it? Ex-girlfriend, huh? Well, she certainly knew how to treat her man. What did you do to get spanked? Oh. Didn't do the dishes properly. Oh. Well, you don't have to do the dishes in my office, but I do appreciate a tidy office, so you definitely deserved that spanking. So, I don't really have to go that easy on you, do I? Oh, yes, I'll still not be too rough, I promise. You are, after all, quite a good boy, so I don't really want to hit you that hard. Now reach back and pull those panties down for me. Now that is a perfect ass, and very well groomed as well. Did your ex-girlfriend get you to groom it, or is that a choice all on your own? All on your own, or well, you are becoming a better and better prospect every time I ask you a question. So, reach forward, grab the other end of the desk, and I want you to count every smack. Louder, please. Okay, let's take a quick break. Let me just massage that poor little red bottom. Oh, you poor thing. Now, I hope this will teach you not to disobey me in any way. Well, I'm not supposed to say this because technically we're still doing the interview, but yes. Yes, you have definitely got the job. Oh, you can thank me later. Let's just continue.
Are you getting hard? Let me feel. Oh, you are hard. Well, I can't very well punish you if you're enjoying it.
Oh, really? It is punishment, really? Yes, it does hurt? Does it hurt?
Okay, then I believe you.
Let's finish with these last five smacks, and since you have been so good since the start of this interview, maybe I'll take care of that little problem for you.
Oh, look at that poor little ass.
Well, as much as I like seeing it pink, I don't like hearing you cry out in pain, so you're going to be good from now on, aren't you?
Aren't you? Good. Okay, now, stand up, turn around, sit on my desk in front of me. Put your feet on the arms of my chair. Now, take off your shoes, trousers, and underwear first, so you can spread those legs nice and wide. Good. Oh, just look at that pretty little pink cock just standing there, begging to be touched. Well, go ahead. Touch it. Use your hand gently, up and down, up and down. Good, good. Use your other hand to squeeze your balls, roll them around in your hand for me. Very nice. Now, I'm not going to masturbate you, that's your job. But I'm just going to massage your thighs for you. Just touch all that beautiful skin. Lovely. Okay, now get a bit faster. Up and down, use your thumb to tease the head. Ooh. Yes, okay, a little bit faster again. Oh, darling, oh, wow.
Stop. When I say stop, I want you to do it the first time. Stand up and turn around. I don't really have time to give you a proper spanking, but I'm going to give you 5 short, sharp whacks just so you remember to do as you're told. Good, now you can say you're sorry all you want. As long as you take your punishment, I will be satisfied. Now stand up, sit on the desk again. Back into position, and start stroking yourself again. Tell me when you're going to come. Don't you dare do it without my permission. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so pretty, darling, so pretty. I am going to love having you as my assistant. I don't normally assign certain duties to assistants, but I think with you, I'll like to make an exception. No, your job won't be eating my pussy every day, but I'll certainly make it something I'd like you to put on the agenda every now and then. Faster. Oh, you want to come, do you? You want to come? Really?
Well, you can't stop.
Stand up. Pull up your trousers.
Thank you for coming in to meet me today. I was very impressed with your CV and I will contact you.
Well, what are you waiting for? The interview's over.
I'll call you.